This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Welcome, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Did you have a good Easter break?
It was all right, yeah. What about you?
Well, I didn't actually eat as much chocolate as you're conditioned to eat. Yeah. I was a lactose intolerant child, so I was more about the beach, last swims, kind of. It's officially autumn right now. So.
I know, crazy, eh?
What a drag. But yeah, I was in Hawaii.
Oh,
did
sweet.
You get away?
No, I didn't. No, I stayed in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, well, it was a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're back. Anniversary albums, we're back.
Yes.
And today we're looking at the debut album from Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
All the way from 1988, which is turning 30. And this is just another reminder for me that I'm also turning 30 this year.
So,
unfortunately.
No. Don't be sad about it. It's only just begun.
True.
Yeah.
So just a bit of background about Tracy Chapman. She was born in 1964 in Cleveland, Ohio. And she was raised by her mum, who got her into music at a very young age. She bought her a ukulele when she was 3, and she began writing her own songs at around 8, so started very young. And it was while at university, where she studied anthropology and African studies, that she started taking music more seriously. She busked a lot around campus. She used to play coffee houses, and that's pretty much what eventually got her noticed by record industry type people. And with that, she signed to Elektra Records in 1987, and... yeah, they pretty much sat her down in the studio straight away and started recording this album. I mean, by this stage, she was already gaining a reputation as being a great performer and a great protest singer, I guess, with these very well-written social conscious songs. She was already writing great stuff at this stage and playing it live, basically. She didn't actually think she would get a deal with a major label because she thought she wasn't marketable and her type of music would be a difficult sell.
Well, I guess if you are just concentrating on yourself and doing your own thing, like, you don't think of it as being on their radar.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it for yourself, essentially.
True.
Yeah.
But people obviously liked it. And
well, she's authentic.
Yeah,
that's
she's
why people
very
like
authentic.
Her.
And particularly back then, kind of political social music was kind of on the margins, I guess, of the mainstream. So it was kind of something different. And that's obviously why people liked her and why she got signed. They immediately set up recording this record. She wrote songs for it in the studio, but she also had some of her older songs as well. And the album was recorded in just 8 weeks with quite a stripped back acoustic arrangement, not much in the way of overdubs or sort of expansive production. And that was really to allow her unique voice to shine and let the lyrics of the songs kind of stand out. Because the producer of the album, his name was David Kirschenbaum, he was under the impression that people wanted to listen to lyrics again and someone who made statements with their songs. So he kind of anchored the recordings of the album in that direction to allow her lyrics to shine through and reach out to the listener. So we're going to see that straight away with this first song I'm going to play, which was the second single and the opening track of the album. It's called Talking About a Revolution. This is a very well-known song. It's gone on to become a massive protest political anthem over the years and used in political campaigns as well. And it's a great example of the social and political themes that she explored on this album.
And if you want to text in 5395, talk to us about Tracy.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds dismal. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? People gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are stirred. talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doors of those armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
Woohoo! That was sick.
It is a tune, isn't it?
Oh my god, my Instagram's playing. Oh no, oh no, there we go.
There we go.
Okay, that's why you don't Instagram and broadcast at the same time.
I was just saying how it's interesting. She talks about welfare lines and unemployment lines and how a lot of these messages were coming to the American white middle class audience who were a massive fan of hers. And she was raising these issues and bringing them to prominence to people who might not have been aware or understanding.
Well, they were just sleeping.
They were just sleeping.
And then they were awoken.
Yeah, they were. That was great.
But yeah, we got someone texting in, and at first I was confused, and then I was like, "All right, she's got her ticket, please, smiley face." And we actually do have that on our list.
We do. We were going to play it later on, but we're going to bring it forward, especially
bring
for
it forward.
Bring it forward. Why not?
For you.
So this is track number 7, and one of the more deeper album cuts. But it became very famous despite not being a single. There's so many hits on this record. This one is also quite stylistically different from some of the other tracks. But this one has a slight reggae feel to it in the rhythm, so see if you can recognize it.
She's got her ticket. I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly away. No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. She's got her ticket. I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly. No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. Why not leave? Why not go away? Hey, too much hatred, corruption, and greed.
Tracy. I love you, Tracy.
I love you, Tracy.
Oh, thanks for doing this segment, though. It feels so good to listen to it.
It's good for a Monday morning.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting to turn you on, bro.
It's, I was just saying, it's good for a Monday morning. It's like the perfect remedy to start the week.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, I was just saying to Geneva how it's kind of, these songs sound so timeless. They sound like they could have been released today and still sound so fresh.
Yes, yeah, and I was saying that she has like an old soul feel to her music. It's like all of these different elements to her songs are both influenced by the present and the past, but then they were quite ahead of their time in that sense as well.
Like,
a voice, like having your own voice, it's important. Anyway.
Yeah. So now we're going to play the lead single off the album and probably her most well-known track. Called Fast Car, of course. It was a hit, massive hit all around the world. Went to number 2 in New Zealand. It also received Grammy nominations for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. And in terms of what it's about, it explores a working poor woman trying to escape the cycle of poverty. So, you know, again, the social political issues that she discussed and explored on this record.
Sing along. We're going to be doing it in a studio for sure. Yeah.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was
A microphone has happened, and that is a vacuum cleaner sound. I don't know what happened to the song.
Hello.
Is this in general?
Oh. That was interesting. Stop. Was that the remix?
I think we just entered a different dimension and we all have superpowers. Let's check. No. Okay. I'm not levitating. It's okay. Let's keep going with the song,
let's
shall
keep
we?
Going. So the next track we're going to hear.
No. Wait. Oh, we haven't finished this one.
Really?
Come on. Yeah. Let's just see.
Peace.
There she is.
You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Kia ora, everyone. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. You're listening to Morning Glory with Geneva. And we got a text, Sam.
We did.
It's a nice one. Tracy Chapman, sensational. I was there when this album came out. Life-changing around female artists, telling it like it was, and is, I guess. It's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing her again. Thank you for listening, listener.
Thank you. Pleasure as always.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next track we're going to play is the third single from the album. It's called Baby, Can I Hold You? And it was another hit around the world, including going to number 11 in New Zealand, and like many of the tracks on this record, very well-known track. I mean, this is so many hits on this record. So many hits.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Sorry. It's all that you can say. Years gone. Sorry. Forgive me. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me. Forgive me. But you can say, baby. You is all that you can. the right time. You'll be mine. Baby, can I hold you tonight? Maybe if I told you the right words, ooh, at the right time, you'll be mine.
Sorry, that was a bad, that was a very bad.
I'm just wondering if Creed and Pearl Jam were influenced by Tracy Chapman.
I reckon
with
so.
With that whole...
Well, it is actually, like, that's what I mean by the whole old soul feels, yeah. That, like, people do sing like that, but no one sounds like Tracy Chapman.
No, she's got a very, she's one of those people, she's like Nina Simone, very distinct voice.
Yeah. But defined can, by styles that have been done before.
You can imitate her or sing similarly, but you'll never sing like her.
You'll never have her voice.
No, you won't. So let's look at the reception, the legacy of this record. So the album came out, it was a massive worldwide hit, sold 20 million copies, was number one in 7 countries, including New Zealand, and just massive, massive splash. It was like everyone wanted to listen to folk music again at the back end of the 80s, and it was interesting because it arrived with not much hype at all and then became massive in the process and helped revive the kind of singer-songwriter movement, which it kind of died in the sort of 80s and then took off again.
Well, is it funny that you should say that? We got some texts in. One person said, loving the Tracy Chapman, so amazing and so influential on 90s pop.
Yeah.
One of the early girls with a guitar. And also someone else, thanks very much for your contribution, saw Tracy play at Carlaw Park in 89 or 90. And it was a lovely night
out.
That
would have been really cool. That was just after this album came out. So, wow. Oh,
prime Tracy.
Prime Tracy. And critics were very impressed with the record. They were saying things like it combined the contemporary social and political issues with classic production. And that was what made this album so unique, bringing, as we've discussed, bringing the folk traditions into the present kind of thing. And in terms of its wider legacy, well, it was one of the first albums by a woman to sell over 10 million copies.
Ba-bam!
And it's now considered one of the best albums of the 1980s and one of the great modern-day singer-songwriter albums. I mean, you could look at every singer-songwriter album that's come after this and think they must have been influenced by Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Must have been.
Yeah.
As for Tracy herself, well, she's gone on to record 7 more albums. She's still around today touring, and she's also very much engaged in social activism around the world. She's played a lot of benefit concerts and protest movements and is really out there kind of, you know, doing her thing. So with that, we're going to finish with track number 9, which is called For My Lover. And this is another of the non-singles which became quite well known, and it stays with the socio-political themes of the record. I believe this track is about same-sex relationships and interracial dating, which was still seen back then as slightly taboo. So she was bringing that issue to the forefront.
Well, I was born in 89, and my mother is Pākehā, and my father is not Pākehā. Cook Island Māori. And anyway, yeah, she said that when they held hands in the streets, even in Auckland, like, people would stare at them funny. Because it was just such a contrast when really it should be none of their business. But the 80s were still pretty racist.
It was, yeah. Well, and thankfully, Tracy was bringing these issues to an audience which would have maybe not have been aware of these kinds of things and made them
thank
prominent.
Thank you, Tracy.
So thank you, Tracy.
Yeah.
Go girl.
And thank you, Sam, for bringing her along for
it's
this anniversary album.
It's a lovely remedy for your Monday morning. Just, just what you need.
And I can't wait to see what you bring next week.
Cool. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Kakite.
Bye.
Two weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, for my lover. $20,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had to. Risk my life so I could have you. you. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Choke me up and I tell him lies for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had to. Risk my life so I could have you. You. Follow my heart. Leave my head to ponder. Deep in this love, no man can shake. Follow my heart. Leave my mind to wonder. Is this love worth sacrifices I make? 2 weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, for my lover. $20,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Choke me up and I tell him lies for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had to. Risk my life so I could have you.
Real Groovy is where you want to be for Record Store Day. Great deals, live music, loads of records, and some super special in-store giveaways, including a Project Debut Carbon Esprit turntable with 2M blue cartridge thanks to Project Turntables, and a bunch of sweet new kicks thanks to Vans Off The Wall. Sick ass. Celebrate your local independent record store with Record Store Day at Real Groovy, Saturday, April 21st, 369 Queen Street. Thanks to Atomic Coffee Roasters.
The internet's like breakfast, you just gotta have it. Skip a day if you want, you'll regret it. So, just like you'll choose big fluffy pancakes over dry toast scraped with Marge, don't settle for dry toast internet. Get that good internet. Orcon's unlimited fibre plans start at just $84.95 for 100 megabits per second, or go crazy fast with the gigantic plan for just $99.95. Visit Orcon at orcon.net.nz for that good internet. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up, Auckland. It's breakfast.
Tillies do yodel. They yodel the hell out of it, don't they?
Mikey Havoc.
The top twins yodel.
Yeah, they do.
They are really good at yodeling.
Weekday mornings.
If there's yodel festivals, we should send them to represent.
Or at least train the young team that we would send.
Breakfast.
I mean, is it the done thing to yodel? Like, you don't walk into a cafe and go, hey, man. Yeah, you know.
But if you're like a real vocalist, it's sort of a show-off technique, isn't it?
That's sort of what I'm doing, Kirsten.
Mikey Havoc Breakfast, weekday mornings, 7 till 10 on 95 BFM. Thanks to Burger Fuel.
Kia ora, everybody. How's it going? You know what I'm doing? I'm choosing a song because I am a professional woman. And this is Jay Dilla with... Your old mate, The Shining. I also didn't play the macro for anniversary album, so the outro is actually going to play now, which is going to sound very professional as well. So here we go.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.